Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Carlos Santana bringing us back. Thanks for hanging out with me, 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. My pleasure is to continue to be with you, especially when I get to hang out with our good friend Ivan Meisner, Dr. Ivan Meisner, the author of many books, including Truth or Delusion, and he's the founder and the chairman of BNI, Business Network International. Ivan, remind us about BNI.
Well, BNI is a business and professional networking organization. We allow one person per profession to join a group. We now have, we just crossed the 6,000 threshold. Jim, we have 6,000 groups in 50 countries around the
world. So a group is like, is the same thing as a chapter?
Yeah. Okay. And what happens is one person per profession, they get together every week, and they pass each other referrals. We passed 6.5 million referrals last year, generated $2.8 billion worth of business for our members.
It's so, much fun for me to see the success that you've had. You know, you and I, you've been on this show now for, 10, 11 years. And when I think back on, you were so proud of the numbers you had 11 years ago, and with reason. But when I see how this has exploded across the globe, I'm just so proud of you, Ivan. You've, you know, there's a peace dividend to what you do. I don't know if you've ever thought about
that. How do you mean?
I'm not sure I've ever said this to you before, but there's a peace dividend to what you do. See, I believe that when people do business, when people connect with each other, when people know that other people are connecting with each other in the same way across the oceans, across our country boundaries, I believe that when you do that, tolerance is possible, hate becomes almost impossible, and I think from that there's a peace dividend to be derived. And I think your organization is doing its part to contribute to peace in the 21st century. And I know we got a lot of problems out there, but I bet there aren't many BNI places where there are both BNI chapters where there are a lot of those problems.
Well, you know, I'd love to talk to you about that on our show sometime. We have some interesting stories about
that. We'll have to do that, but I just want to...
In Northern Ireland and in Israel, where you have Jews and Muslims doing business together, and Northern Ireland, where we had Protestants and Catholics working when they were still bombing each other there.
Right.
An amazing story. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about that another time, but I just want to congratulate you on that. BNI.com. You can go there and find a chapter near you, by the way, folks, or start one of your own. They'll help you do that. Let's get back to the survey, because focus on, or having a new focus, I should say, was one of the comments your people gave us. And what do they mean by that?
Well, having a new focus, they're talking about adding new products, focusing on a different segment of their business, really having some kind of different market segment. Reworking their business model to add additional products or services, and of course, unfortunately, eliminating employees who are harmful to the profits.
Yeah,
these are the things that that they talked about.
Taking action, not being stuck in the mud, not being in an inertia type of thing, but taking action. And this is the way I describe this, Ivan. And I'm so glad to see your people are doing this. Is it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it.
Yeah.
And that's what they're
saying. Yeah, that's right. That's particularly true during a tough economy.
Yeah, no question. Another thing that they talked about is government regulations. Now, I thought this was very interesting from an international audience.
Oh, yeah. They blasted. It was funny. Small business blasted government all over the world.
Wherever they may be.
Yeah. Now, I gotta say here, though, Jim, the views that were expressed in the survey are not necessarily the views of BNI or me. I got to say that because we don't do politics.
But they probably are my views, but go ahead. I'll claim them, Ivan. I'll claim them. Go ahead. What did they say?
Oh, they blasted government. I mean, they said things like, you know, the government's actually increasing the uncertainty for small business by the kinds of things that they're doing, that government interference is unhelpful and undermining consumer confidence, that business has dropped off since the government promised yet another economic program and didn't deliver. You know, I heard multiple people say repeal the government programs and cut taxes. Taxes are just out of control.
Yeah.
It was over and over. It was the single biggest category of comments this quarter and last quarter. So
I know, I remember.
Months,
you know, yeah. Ivan, I've interviewed small business owners around the world. Whenever I travel, I talk to them, and one of the questions I always ask them: if you had more of your tax dollars back, what would you do with that money? And without hesitation, to the person, every single one of them have said, "I'd reinvest it in my company." And yeah, that's what politicians don't get, isn't it?
No, they don't get it, I think, and it's really unfortunate because small business is the engine that
yep.
drives the economy of every country.
Of every country, absolutely. Hey, Ivan, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for bringing us this survey. Thanks for being here. Thanks for all the hard work that you and your folks do, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Jim, Ivan Meisner, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back, I promise. I will be too. I'm Jim Blasingham, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.